AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. High wind, heavy rain, tropical storm Bill pounding the Texas coast. Susie Walker tells KTRK-TV she headed to Matagorda, Texas just for the experience.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I have never been into a storm before, so I wanted to see what it was like.
Flooding is likely from all the rain from the storm, especially in Texas, but the National Weather Service says a flash flood watch has been extended from eastern Texas all the way to central Illinois. Real estate developer, TV personality Donald Trump in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Warren Levinson has more.
After years of feints and hints, Donald Trump is really doing it this time.
I am officially running for president of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
The TV star says the nation needs a leader who can rebuild the brand USA. Trump complained the country is getting outcompeted around the world, especially by China and Mexico. And he says he's ready to file the financial disclosure statements required of all presidential candidates, claiming a net worth of nearly $9 billion. Warren Levinson, New York.
Six people are dead, at least five of the victims, young Irish college students who were on a balcony that suddenly gave way at an apartment complex near the University of California, Berkeley, early this morning. Police say those killed and the seven others who were hurt were celebrating someone's 21st birthday. Major League Baseball, federal investigators looking into an illegal breach of the Houston Astros' internal database. New York Times, citing unidentified law enforcement officials, reports that the investigation is trying to determine if someone in the St. Louis Cardinals front office tried to steal player information. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny tells reporters,
"We don't have any clue what's going on here. We'll just focus on what we do, and that's play baseball."
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 107. This is AP Radio News. Former head of the NAACP chapter sees the controversy surrounding her as a chance to have a national debate on racial identity. Matt Small with more.
I identify as black.
That's Rachel Dolezal.
I mean, wow.
And that's her reaction to the uproar that led to her resignation as president of the Spokane, Washington branch of the NAACP. The 37-year-old says she takes exception to the accusations that she tried to deceive people after her parents outed her as white.
It's a little more complex.
And when it comes to being black, Dolezal says she's felt that way for most of her life.
This goes back to a very early age with my self-identification with the black experience.
She shared her story with NBC's Today Show. I'm Matt Small.
A psychiatrist who treated Colorado theater shooter James Holmes says he showed no signs he was planning to kill people. Dr. Lynn Fenton testified in the months before the 2012 shooting. Holmes told her he thought about killing people. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.